Attention wrestling fans, if you're ready to get pumped up for some great Saturday morning wrestling action, then look no further, because you're in the right place. Join all your favorite wrestlers with Dustin Five Star and Memphis Wrestling each and every Friday night at 11 p.m. And if you're not able to watch it on Friday night, you can watch the rerun version on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. only on Action News 5 Plus. Be there. We are Memphis Wrestling.
Again, I think they're throwing COVID to the wolves.
What a
God
kick!
Man, Vicious telling Colton that's how it's done.
Trying to get some practice in.
Yelling and just screaming at the top of his lungs.
Whoa, wait a minute. Hey, Colton Cage.
What just happened here?
Colton Cage had his hand extended, and Van Vicious was going to make the tag, and Colton Cage removed himself from the apron. What does this mean?
He's left all alone! Big kick! Look out! Gonzo Lariat!
God.
Absolutely decapitates Van Vicious! The cover! And that is it!
Level up your gaming space with metal posters from Displates. Paint your Displates in seconds.
Pump that trick! Pump that trick! Pump that trick! Pump! 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 Pump!
Hello everybody and welcome to Memphis Wrestling, coming to you from the Memphis Wrestling Wrestle Center. I am Dustin Starr alongside Terrence Ward, and you see the cup, Terrence.
I tell you, we saw King Cobra last week present this Cobra Cup. Who is going to be the winner? Who will win the Cobra Cup tournament and cash this in the future for a title opportunity?
We have two more round one contests right here today. Plus, All Heart Blake Christian is here live. But let's not waste any time. Let's head to the ring.
The following bout is our opening contest, scheduled for one fall. Making their way to the ring, accompanied by the Hot Shots, Ray Collins!
Would you look at this? The Hot Shots, along with Justin Klein, and what the heck are they wearing? And what have they done to Ray Collins? Opening contest here in Memphis Wrestling this week. And believe it or not, it's a singles contest, although there are four men at the ring.
And introducing next, his opponent from Memphis, Tennessee, Big Swole Justin Cole!
Big Swole Justin Cole in singles competition, and you can hear the Swole Patrol in the background here at the Wrestle Center. Big Swole voicing that protein shake high in the air.
I was going to ask, what is in that shaker?
Gotta be a protein shake from Big Swole Justin Cole, getting them all fired up and ready for one-on-one action. He might have to take out all four, though, knowing the Hot Shots. Here we go! And Dustin Starr, Terrence Ward here at ringside, calling the action. We have a loaded program for you here today. We heard from Blake Christian last week. He says he is going to be here live today. Here we go! That's still to come on Memphis Wrestling. Big haymakers. And a body slam from Big Swole. Wait just a second. What is the Hot Shots entering the ring? And Big Swole. Body slams for everybody.
Well, I would say it's the giving season, but we are in February. I guess he's showing a little love to the
Big Pounce. Holy cow. Big Swole just leveled Ray Collins after body slamming the whole tribe.
Really knocked him out of his shorts.
Big Swole slamming. That is it, folks. It's got to be. Of course, Big Swole, the victor.
Here is your winner, Big Swole, Justin Cole.
Let's take a look back at the action on Instant Replay, brought to you by Kapow Comics. Kapow on that Swole slam. You can check them out. Sherwood, Arkansas. Kapow Comics. 501-834-5769. I want to get a quick word with Big Swole. Congratulations on your big victory, Big Swole, and Memphis Wrestling loves ya.
Three. It's going to be the year of the Swole. And I couldn't do it without the Swole Patrol behind me.
Swole! Swole! Swole!
Just remember, every time you come out here, it's all about the Swole Patrol.
Ladies and gentlemen, Big Swole victorious today, along with his Swole Patrol. More action still to come.
Man, he's gonna love this. Think we should go ahead and tell him?
Yeah, why not? I mean, the sooner you tell him, the sooner he can get the pants.
Start training, right? Let's do this.
Wrestling is on fire. Catch us live starting Sunday, February 26th, when Memphis Wrestling tag teams with Penny Hardaway and the University of Memphis Tigers for Throwback Day at the FedEx Forum. Bell time is 12 p.m. Tip-off at 1. Live Memphis Wrestling and Memphis Tigers basketball. Don't miss it. Saturday, March 4th, join us in Tupelo, Mississippi for TupeloCon, featuring WWE Hall of Famer Out of the South, Jimmy Hart. Sunday, March 5th, Memphis Wrestling gets franchised. Jim Douglas is coming to Memphis Wrestling. Then, later that night, join us for our next watch party at Dave & Buster's. Watch AEW Revolution with us. It's free. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
All of Sonic's under $2 craves are under $2, so you can get something tasty without breaking the bank. Sonic under $2 craves.
Sonic, is your roof suffering from wind and storm damage? Call Anthony, your insurance specialist at Southern Roofing and Renovations. He'll do the fighting for you. 901-672-1292.
We know tomorrow is never guaranteed. At Regional One Health, we aren't just here to see patients. We're here to help people walk out our doors, whether it's life-saving trauma care, advancing oncology treatment, or helping patients reclaim their independence. We never forget our promise to you. We may not know what tomorrow will bring, but we'll always be here to help. Regional One Health, specializing in tomorrows.
Sunday, March 5th, Memphis Wrestling gets franchised. Meet the franchise, Shane Douglas, at our VIP experience. Get your seat right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Can't get enough Memphis Wrestling? You need Memphis Wrestling Plus. Subscribe today at memphiswrestlingplus.com.
Aaron Roberts forced to have a seat while Zay Washington.
Oh, now wait a minute!
What just happened here?
Are you freaking kidding me? You lost the match!
No, not like this! Powerbomb on the apron!
What is he doing, Dustin? What is going on? Aaron Roberts lost this match!
I can't even believe what I'm seeing here, folks. And we've got a kid at ringside trying to get involved here. That's how mad they are.
He's calling for scissors. Apparently, thankfully, the clippers were not working, but unfortunately, we have scissors.
And he is cutting Zay Washington's hair. Fans are going absolutely nuts at ringside, and so are we. We've got to get some order restored here. This is not right, Terrence.
Well, there's no problem.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling, and welcome to the desk, the one and only All Heart Blake Christian. This man right here has traveled the world, headlining shows all across the nation, and he's come right around here in the good state of Tennessee, and now... Well, Memphis Wrestling, and welcome to the Wrestle Center, Blake Christian.
I am excited to be back in Tennessee. Not only in Tennessee, but in Memphis Wrestling. You know, I've been visiting fam. Visiting my friends, and it kind of brings me to my next thing, because I'm not for fun. I'm here on business. You see, my friend, Zay, my other friend, Aaron, you see, they've been going through a little bit of, I don't even know, honestly, because Aaron has been doing some despicable actions, and that's what brings me here. I want to bring Aaron Roberts out.
Well, careful what you wish for, Blake. It's not the same Aaron Roberts that you grew up with. And careful what you ask for, because now you've got it, and you're absolutely right, Blake.
Oh my god, I just won $60,000 from my car crash from this app from my phone.
After losing a hair versus hair match, Aaron and Justin cut Zay's hair. He's turned his back on him, spray-painted his championship belt and everything else. And I'm glad somebody's here to talk some sense into you, big man.
I just want to know. What's going on with you, bro? What's going on with you? We used to train together, hang out together, and now look at you. You changed.
You want to know what happened with me and Zay, right? Basically the same thing you did to him. He learned everything from me and tried to leave me behind. But unlike you, Trey, I came back and took my spot. Yeah. So you want to have Memphis Wrestling? You have a problem with the problem child, huh? Tell him what's up, Justin.
See, if you have a problem with Aaron Roberts, we have a solution. In Memphis, Tennessee, we fight. There's the ring. We got plenty of time. We'll beat you like we did your little friend, Zay Washington. Say.
Now, wait a second. We don't have time right here, right now. Blake, they're challenging you to a fight.
I accept. But I just got one thing to say. You know what I think it is? You know what I think it is? I think you're jealous. I think you're jealous of not only Zay Washington being better than you. I think you're jealous that you've been wrestling a little bit longer than me, and you ain't even done a fraction of what I've done. Because look at you. Look at you. You take, what's his name? Jake Paul's nickname. You got your hair cut like him. But there's a difference between Jake Paul and you, isn't it? He's more known, more money, and you're just a glorified loser.
Oh my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, wait just a second. Folks, we're going to have to restore some order, but you want it. One-on-one?
Yes.
Memphis Wrestling one-on-one today. You've got it! Problem Town! Blake Christian! Today's main event! Fans, don't you dare go away! It's gonna be a fight! Stay with us!
The following contest is a Cobra Cup tournament match. Introducing first, weighing in two little Kelvins, Uncle Mikey!
Uncle Mikey always fires up the fans here at the Wrestle Center. Spills a little bit of cotton candy there on his way to the ring. But Cobra Cup action right here, round one. Uncle Mikey in singles competition. And look, he's out there hugging the fans. He want a kiss? Oh, he got a kiss on the cheek. I think that's Daniel back there. I'm not really sure. Draco making his debut here in Memphis Wrestling, and he's getting an opportunity at the Cobra Cup. Our first look at Draco here in action, and it's against Uncle Mikey.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting contest. Uncle Mikey, we just saw a few weeks back, you know, he was head-to-head with Tim Bosby, and that was a phenomenal match.
Oh, man.
And we have another individual who is just as capable, who is just as athletic, maybe not champion material, but Draco.
Draco's in-ring debut here on Memphis Wrestling. We have seen him on the Stars of Tomorrow. Then we saw him on NBC's Young Rock television program. And here he is making his debut in a very high-pressure situation. It's the Cobra Cup. And remember, fans, the winner of the Cobra Cup tournament will get a championship opportunity of their choosing anytime, any place. All they have to do is trade that cup in. And collar and elbow tie up, we are underway.
Uncle Mikey off to a good start, puts Draco in the corner, and is he going up top for those fists?
Draco doing his best to try to keep Uncle Mikey off of him, and a clean break. Uncle Mikey, you don't see him break rules quite like the rest of his family does, and I'm talking about Brad Skimmerhorn in particular. Uncle Mikey with another great showing at this year's Grind City Rumble. Came up just a little short, but here's another opportunity. You mentioned the Internet Championship match several weeks back, and of course that opportunity was basically stolen from him, from Brad as well.
Well, I think it's important to remember that the Cobra Cup, you mentioned and I've mentioned title opportunity, that's any title in Memphis Wrestling.
Anytime, any place, it could happen in the middle of a matchup. Doesn't matter, that's the power of King Cobra's Cup.
This, speaking of power, can Uncle Mike
what is this?
Power himself out of here instead of a handstand? Impressive. Or a headstand.
We knew what you meant, Dustin. Oh,
one or the other. Turns it into a headlock, fans. The action continues. Don't you dare go away.
The Memphis Wrestling Fan of the Week is sponsored by Orion Federal Credit Union. Check out all the ways that Orion is redefining banking at orionfcu.com. Is your dream to become a professional wrestler or sports entertainer? Let's make that dream a reality. Train with the best at the Memphis Wrestling Wrestle Center. Enrolling now at WrestleCenter901.com. Sunday, March 5th, Memphis Wrestling gets franchised. Meet the franchise, Shane Douglas, at our VIP experience. Get your seat right now at ChampionshipWrestlingMemphis.com. Our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's is AEW Revolution. Join us Sunday, March 5th. It's free to watch. That's Dave & Buster's Memphis.
We aren't just here to see patients. We're here to help people walk out our doors, whether it's life-saving trauma care, advancing oncology treatment, or helping patients reclaim their independence. We're always here for you. Regional One Health. specializing in tomorrows.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling.
Well,
that was some kind of elbow, I'll tell you.
He got some power behind that elbow cover.
To count, Draco just barely kicks out. Valiant effort here from Draco has yet to really been able to establish any kind of offense against Uncle Mikey.
Let's talk about that. Let's say he does establish some offense, and here we go.
Backdrop. Oh my God in heaven. Did you hear that?
That impact to the side of the apron. We've talked about how much it hurts to be inside the ring and to take those hits, but the edges of the ring.
Oh, man. Uncle Mikey backdropped over the top, hits face first on the apron, and Draco is being a good sport, but also could win by count out here.
Yeah, imagine that. That's what I was heading towards just before this happened. What happens if Draco makes his debut and advances in the Cobra Cup?
Absolutely. Now, this could be a mistake. I know it's good sportsmanship to let Mikey get up, get back in the ring and all that stuff. But he just allowed Uncle Mikey, Draco, just allowed Uncle Mikey to get a little bit of his win back, but still almost picks up a three.
Well, also to that point, Draco was also catching his breath.
That's true. Here we go. Draco with a big boot. Oh, my goodness. Scissor kick from Draco. Fans, let him hear it.
Shades of one of our former guests, Booker T.
Wow, absolutely. Big scissor kick from Draco, and now he's on the offense. Draco is in control here in the Cobra Cup matchup.
What a power shift for sure.
What a chop.
Woo! Gonna give credit where credit is due. Draco was not on my list of winning this match, but he is setting himself up.
Return fire from Uncle Mikey.
I am always late, aren't I?
Wow. Big punch to the jaw right in the kapow corner. Shades of Uncle Mikey here.
Going up to the top rope, landing those punches.
Listen to the capacity crowd here at the Wrestle Center.
Now Uncle Mikey, Uncle Mikey is playing with his food here. That's not necessarily a good thing.
Irish whip into a short arm clothesline. Down goes Draco. Roll through. One, two. Almost picked up the victory there. Uncle Mikey would have been headed to round two.
And we got to talk about that pin, too. That pin was pretty impressive. A lot of leverage on the shoulders, but Draco was still able to kick out.
Draco throwing Uncle Mikey over the top rope. This time lands on the apron. Slides through. Going for the sunset flip roll through here. Gator! Feet! You okay there, Terrence?
I don't know.
Wait a second.
What is this?
Brad Skimmerhorn, main event Bradley comes out. You gotta be kidding
me. What in the world is main event Bradley
trying
doing?
To take another opportunity from Oh! Mikey and a big
he
right
gets
hand.
Exactly what he deserves.
Oh, wait up. Just
oh, wait,
behind.
Wait!
Two. Oh, Draco almost pulls off the upset here.
I thought that was a three. Even the referee kind of in shock, like, wait a minute.
Put the microphone down, Terrence. Shining Mikey! One, two, three. That is it. Uncle Mikey wins.
Here is your winner and advancing in the Cobra Cup tournament, Uncle Mikey.
Uncle Mikey moves on to round two of the Cobra Cup. Meanwhile, main event Bradley tries to interfere.
Whoa, look at this.
Hold on, let me see if I get a word. Uncle Mikey, I've got to get a quick word with you. First and foremost, congratulations on moving on in the Cobra Cup. But what's on everybody's mind is that little rap that just came out here. Main event Bradley trying to take another opportunity from you.
When it came to me, Dust, I thought I was the only family that was going to be involved in this. But no. No, Bradley wants to reach out to other people. He wants a family feud, Dustin.
Well, wait just a second. I assume you're talking about the mystery man that we've seen running around with main event Bradley. Are you saying he's a member of your family as well?
Dustin, guys, that's Uncle
landfill. Because he's a garbage human being, Dustin. That's where he belongs, at the landfill. With that little rat, Bradley. So a family feud is brewing. It looks like Uncle Mikey, you've got your hands full with not only Main Event Bradley, but Uncle Phil as well.
I can handle it. I'm built different, Dustin. All that has to happen is I have to hear these people come up behind me! And then the straps come down, Dustin!
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, Uncle Mikey is fired up! He's headed to round two of the Cobra Cup! Stay with us!
Ladies and gentlemen watching in TV Town, yours truly, the ringmaster, Barnabas the Leader, once again unleashes an oddity, a curiosity, the fantastic French phenom, all the way from the French Alps to our big top, as none other than Maurice the Strong prepares and steals before your very eyes. Show them, Maurice. Show them. Show them as your bombastic biceps, your fantastic forearms, your dynamic deltoids. Look, ladies and gentlemen, look at the sheer power. Look at the grit, the determination, the brawn. That is merely the beginning of what's in store for you, Memphis Wrestling. We are the circus, and we control your entertainment.
Jim Bosby, you know what? I'm going to give you a lot of credit, kid. Remind me a lot of myself. An amateur state champion in wrestling, and then in your rookie year, winning a championship, you got the whole world on your back. But see, the thing is, that's where it all ends. You know what? As a matter of fact, second to none sounds a lot like best of the best, doesn't it? You can try to be Oscillate 2.0. The big difference is, see, you expect the torch to be handed to you. I've reached out and took the torch. I ran with it. So how about, at Super Bowl, you and me step in the ring with the wrestling machine, the human highlight reel, step in the ring with the rope to rope and pillar of post, Jerry Best, other best. I am the main event. I am Mr. Super Bowl. Show me what you got, big man. Put that title on the line. I'll see you there.
Welcome back to ringside, and man, oh man, we are on the road to our anniversary blockbuster super bout, and if Gun Show and K-Tumor wasn't big...
big enough, what about Austin Lane issuing a challenge for the Internet Championship against the Boss?
Yeah, the best of the best, Austin Lane, has proven time and time again he is the best. But Tim Bosby is champion for a reason, and he's second to none. This is going to be a clash of the best of the best.
Also, let's take a quick look at the updated brackets for the Cobra Cup, because coming up on the other side of the break, more Cobra Cup action.
Memphis Wrestling is on fire. Catch us live starting Sunday, February 26th, when Memphis Wrestling tag teams with Penny Hardaway and the University of Memphis Tigers for Throwback Day at the FedEx Forum. Bell time is 12 p.m. Tip-off at 1. Live Memphis Wrestling and Memphis Tigers basketball. Don't miss it. Saturday, March 4th, join us in Tupelo, Mississippi for TupeloCon, featuring WWE Hall of Famer, top of the South, Jimmy Hart. Sunday, March 5th, Memphis Wrestling gets franchised. Shane Douglas is coming to Memphis Wrestling. Then, later that night, join us for our next watch party at Dave & Buster's. Watch AEW Revolution with us. It's free. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
All of Sonic's under $2 craves are under $2, so you can get something tasty without breaking the bank. Sonic under $2 craves.
Sonic?
Can't get enough Memphis Wrestling? You need Memphis Wrestling Plus. Subscribe today at MemphisWrestlingPlus.com. The following bout is scheduled for one fall and is a Cobra Cup tournament match. Introducing first, making his way to the ring, Remarkable Ryan Rembrandt!
Remarkable Ryan Rembrandt has started his 2023 off just about as good as anybody could do it, picking up a victory over Action Jackson and also taking part with WWE on Monday Night Raw recently. Terrence, this man is remarkable.
And introducing next, his opponent, Big Trouble, Ben Bishop.
Ryan might be remarkable, but he's also in big trouble.
You stole the words right out of my mouth.
Look at this. This man is 6 feet, 12 inches tall.
Weighs half of a metric ton. And fans, don't worry. I know that we are in Memphis in the South here, but we know that 6 foot 12 is 7 feet tall.
Yeah, I'm from Arkansas. Dustin's from Mississippi. It's where we got our education.
I'm not from Mississippi. Get out of here. You're killing me. Round one, Cobra Cup action. Big Trouble, Ben Bishop, and Remarkable Ryan Rembrandt. And you know that Ryan has got to be all sorts of fired up here, but it's going to take a small miracle to even budge Big Trouble, Ben Bishop.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, there is a remarkable size difference, no pun intended there.
Look at this. Big headlock. Oh, my gosh.
God.
Ryan Rembrandt.
This almost reminds me of a match we had not too long ago between, I don't even know if I want to say it, Ray Ray Sanders and Simon.
Oh, yeah.
And that's about what we're looking at here.
The conclusion of that tag team match at the Rumble, absolutely. And look at Big Trouble looking even more aggressive as ever. I almost killed Ryan with that boot, but Ryan going to the knees of the big man.
You've been following.
Not so fast.
This is not good.
Ryan's in big trouble here. Fall away slam all the way across the ring.
You've been following Remarkable Ryan Rembrandt and Big Trouble Ben Bishop. Both of these men take pride in their appearance.
Incoming. The ring moved 12 inches on that one.
That's it.
Big Trouble says he's going up. And he does. Meet, pump, drop, and that should do it. One, two, three. Big Trouble moves on in Cobra Cup.
Here is your winner and advancing in the Cobra Cup tournament, Big Trouble, Ben Bishop.
What an impressive victory by the big man. Big Trouble, Ben Bishop. Let's take a look back at the action on instant replay, brought to you by Memphis Wrestling Live. As you can see, the meat pop drop from the big man took Ryan Rembrandt down and out for the 1-2-3. And fans, when we return, the main event is up next.
This is my interview time. Take yourself to the back and make me a sandwich and come back when I tell you to. How dare you, James?
Mackenzie Morgan, what brings you out here? I know you heard the same thing that everybody else heard.
Dustin Starr, I smelled something that smelled so bad, and it reminded me the time I got attacked. And it smells like you, James. I know that smell, James. It was you who attacked me.
Now, wait a second. James Ellsworth, I put you on the spot right here, right now. Did you attack Mackenzie Morgan in the backstage area?
I categorically deny these allegations. I did. No such thing. Nothing like that. No, absolutely not. I'm calling my lawyer. I'm suing you for these allegations. That makes no sense. I would not do that.
James, it was you, and I'm about to kick your butt.
Wait a second, Mackenzie. McKenzie. Wait a second, McKenzie. There's a right way and a right way. Wait a second! What are you doing, Ellsworth? You've got Matthew Williams and storybook Prince Gaston out here. They got him in the ring here with James Ellsworth. Give me this. You know what? You're right. It was me. I did attack you. And now I'm here to finish the job, sister. Here comes the cavalry. The women's champion, Cassandra Golden and Nyx, are here to help Mackenzie Morgan. Looks like they came for a fight, if you ask me.
You know, we only had a problem with one of you. But then, the other two of you had to stick your nose in it. So, what are we going to do now?
Well, let me tell you. Let me tell you, Matt Williams. Let me tell you, James Ellsworth. Let Gaston tell you that no matter who is coming, Mackenzie Morgan, Cassandra Golden, Nyx, you're all in for the worst chapter of the book of your lives.
Guys, who do these chicks think they are? Do they know who I am? I mean, I've done more in women's wrestling the last 10 years than any chick on the planet. I won the first women's money in the bank ladder match. These chicks would have stepped up. We're going to show them that any man or women with two hands has a fighting chance.
Memphis Wrestling is on fire. Catch us live starting Sunday, February 26th, when Memphis Wrestling tag teams with Penny Hardaway and the University of Memphis Tigers for Throwback Day at the FedEx Forum. Bell time is 12 p.m. Tip-off at 1. Live Memphis Wrestling and Memphis Tigers basketball will be hosted Saturday, March 4th. Join us in Tupelo, Mississippi for TupeloCon, featuring WWE Hall of Famer, Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Sunday, March 5th, Memphis Wrestling gets franchised. Shane Douglas is coming to Memphis Wrestling. Then, later that night, join us for our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's. Watch AEW Revolution with us. It's free. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Memphis Wrestling Fan of the Week is sponsored by Orion Federal Credit Union. Check out all the ways that Orion is redefining banking at orionfcu.com. Is your roof suffering from wind and storm damage? Call Anthony, your insurance specialist at Southern Roofing and Renovations. He'll do the fighting for you. 901-672-1290. Are you looking for a fun, interactive, action-packed way to raise money for your school fundraiser, special event, or nonprofit? Tag team with Memphis Wrestling. Call now at 901-729-6353.
Did you know some dish soaps don't remove all the grease, even with scrubbing?
What? I just clean those.
Try Dawn Platinum. It removes 99% of grease and food residue. That's why Dawn is trusted to save wildlife affected by oil. Dawn Platinum cleans to the squeak.
Derek King. The King of Memphis. Can't be a king without a crown. Ray Sanders, we did something nice for you for once in our lives. We took that crown and we pawned it. We got you a one-way ticket out of town. This is your chance, Ray Sanders, to escape the beating of a lifetime. You saw what happened last time. You almost broke your back.
Derek, never gonna be a king. There's one thing that when you tell all these people that want to be professional wrestlers, all these stinking fairy tales, you forget to tell them that the boogeyman is real. Derek, you're the last of the cowboys. A dying generation. We're coming for you. And we're going to reach our hand down your throat, pull out your soul, and crush everything that you love.
Welcome back to Ringside, Dustin Starr and Terrence Ward, and it is almost time for the main event, and I have been waiting on this since the moment these guys went face-to-face at the desk.
Look, we have not seen Aaron Roberts get fired up since we saw him face Zay Washington, and we saw the end of how all of that happened. So I'm hoping that Blake Christian can get one over on Aaron Roberts today, because that means vengeance for Zay Washington.
All Heart, Blake Christian making his in-ring debut on Memphis Wrestling coming up next. But if you missed it earlier, check this out. It got pretty heated.
Because Aaron has been doing some despicable actions, and that's what brings me here. I want to bring Aaron Roberts out.
You want to know what happened with me and Zay, right? Basically the same thing you did to him. He learned everything from me and tried to leave me behind. But unlike you, Trey, I came back and took my spot.
We have a solution. In Memphis, Tennessee, we fight. There's the ring. We got plenty of time. We'll beat you like we did your little friend, Zay Washington.
Following that is our main event. Get to what television time remaining. Making his win in the ring, accompanied by Justin Gates from the Dirty Bird, weighing in at 370 pounds. The problem child, Aaron Roberts.
Believe it or not, he's one of the most decorated men in Memphis Wrestling, a two-time Memphis Wrestling Tag Team Champion, and he has done some despicable things since then, and hopefully it'll be straightened out to today.
Well, there's no problem.
And introducing next, his opponent, weighing in at 174 pounds, All Heart, Blake Christian.
All Heart, Blake Christian, all the way from New Japan Pro Wrestling, from All Elite Wrestling, from our friends up in Jackson, Tennessee area to Trenton, Tennessee, New Bern, Dyersburg. That's where this man is from. Grew up, trained with, worked with Aaron Roberts and Zay Washington, and I bet you he never would have thought that when he entered Memphis Wrestling, he'd be standing across from a problem child, and a problem child that was a very, very good friend of Zay Washington and Blake Christian. I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, you know, it really struck a nerve during the interview as we watched earlier. He mentioned to Aaron Roberts,
yeah,
you know, I've been in the business less time than you,
yes,
and I've done more than you, and
he,
you know that.
He used the J word, jealousy,
yeah,
and
exactly.
That really just burns up Aaron Roberts. Look at this. Blake Christian finds a way. Look at this.
Oh, love it.
All right.
You can see Blake Christian even sporting a grin there, like, I'm in your head. He knows he's in the head of Aaron Roberts.
Big kicks to the thighs. That'll slow anybody down. Look at the, just the, I don't even know what to call it, just the athleticism.
The agility.
The agility. Thank you, Terrence. Of Blake Christian. Like, how did he get through the ropes there?
God.
And a kick to the temple. Springboard forearm. The problem child goes all the way out of the ring, down to the floor.
You know what I think this is, Dustin?
Watch
this
out, Terrence. Watch out.
Whoa, watch the desk.
Here comes Blake!
Okay, we're good.
Blake Christian is here in Memphis Wrestling, and the place goes wild.
Woo! I have to replace the desk. Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
That momentum just destroyed.
Aaron Roberts puts a halt to that momentum. Get out of here, Justin. Justin trying to get a fist bump from me.
Listen, this has got to be a match of psychology. Blake Christian, if he hopes to defeat Aaron Roberts, has got to stay in the head of Aaron Roberts. That's where this battle has got to be, because if we're going to talk about match their strength to strength, Aaron Roberts has got this in the bag all night long.
He's got to stick and move, Blake Christian. He was doing a great job at that at first, but then he got caught. That's what happens when the bigger man catches you.
Listen to the fans all over Aaron Roberts. Blake Christian has to find a way to get some separation here.
Aaron Roberts using that top turnbuckle.
Aaron Roberts is having his way with all heart Blake Christian fans. Our last commercial break. Stay with us.
At Sonic, $2 goes a long way. Sweet mini sundaes under two. Junior cheeseburger still under two. How about a Fritos chili cheese junior wrap? Yet again under two. So you can get something tasty without breaking the bank. Sonic under $2 craves.
Sonic. Memphis Wrestling is on fire. Catch us live starting Sunday, February 26th, when Memphis Wrestling tag teams with Penny Hardaway and the University of Memphis Tigers for Throwback Day at the FedEx Forum. Bell time is 12 p.m. Tip-off at 1. Live Memphis Wrestling and Memphis Tigers basketball. Don't miss it. Saturday, March 4th, join us in Tupelo, Mississippi for TupeloCon, featuring WWE Hall of Famer Top of the South, Jimmy Hart. Sunday, March 5th, Memphis Wrestling gets franchised. Shane Douglas is coming to Memphis Wrestling. Then, later that night, join us for our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's. Watch AEW Revolution with us. It's free. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
Comics, comics, kapow comics! It's the place for comic books, retro games, classic memorabilia, and more. Kapow Comics, 501-834-5769. Sunday, March 5th, Memphis Wrestling gets franchised. Meet the franchise, Shane Douglas, at our VIP experience. Get your seat right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
We've got great news for seniors. The Social Security Administration has made a small burial fund available to every senior citizen who qualifies, but it's not enough.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling, and you could hear the chants of "You Suck" being directed at Aaron Roberts. I didn't say it, though.
Hey, they lasted throughout the entire break. That's exactly how the Wrestle Center feels about Aaron Roberts. And you can't blame him.
To the buckle with authority. Aaron Roberts just drives Blake Christian face first into that middle turnbuckle. And remember, those pads are very thin, and there is steel underneath that.
Yeah, I was going to say, those are more or less for a cosmetic look than they are to stop the pain.
Absolutely. Blake Christian, not in a good spot here. And this is what Aaron does best. Slowing things down and just punishing his opponent. When he's not cheating, that is.
Yeah, he's bringing them down to his pace. Because, like you mentioned a second ago, Blake Christian, once he gets going, he is super quick. Aaron can't handle that. When he slows things down.
Oh, that'll get you a little bit of separation. You can tell Blake's still a little bit out on his feet. Enziguri! Into the compound turnbuckle. Nobody home. What a clothesline. Blake Christian once again going toe-to-toe with A-Rob, the problem child, the knucklehead.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, my goodness. What a move.
Going back to the agility.
Finally, down goes the problem child. Blake Christian is feeling it.
Blake Christian has all the momentum in the world here. He's got to keep going and capitalize.
Aaron Roberts thinks he's too smart for it. What a spear!
I guess it's safe to say that Aaron Roberts hasn't learned as much as Blake Christian has.
You watch Memphis Wrestling, you should know! Get out of the way! Blake Christian is going airborne and lands on his feet, Terrence!
He is living up to the moniker All Heart because he's putting that into this match, and he's going up to the top of the Kapow corner!
Can he finish him here? Big splash with a thud!
Oh, close!
Got him! Goodness gracious, that was close!
Look at the face of Blake Christian. He can't believe it. He thought he had it. We all thought he had it.
What does Blake Christian have to do to pin Aaron Roberts for a three count?
I've never seen Aaron Roberts lay for this long in the middle of the ring either.
Good point. Usually if he does, Justin Case isn't far behind with a plan.
Oh, God in heaven.
Blake Christian might need to see the paramedics after that kick.
He buckled.
And going for a big problem bomb here. Blocked by Blake Christian.
What is he doing here?
Oh, man, you're a Nage suplex. Looked like it was a blocked maneuver. Blake Christian trying to outmaneuver the big man, and that was a two count.
That's close.
Referee David Knight insisting it was a two count.
I don't think you could have taken our program sheets and put them between the ref's hand and the mat. That's how close it was.
Close one. Aaron Roberts now, the look on his face says, what do I have to do?
He's not been pushed this hard in weeks. In weeks. But Blake Christian has taken him to town, even though Blake Christian's got to get back into this thing. Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Who is this?
Look at this. That is Big Dan at ringside.
And look who else is here.
Oh, my goodness, fans. It's Zay Washington, and he's back. Aaron Roberts looks like he's seen a ghost. Big cutter. From Blake Christian, Zay Washington, along with Big Dan. Look at Big Dan, he's holding guard. 450! And that is it!
Here is your winner, All Heart, Blake Christian!
Wait a second, Zay going to the top! Just in case, saves Aaron Roberts! And these men look like they've seen a ghost.
They have seen a ghost. They did not expect to see Zay Washington back after the dastardly attack of a few weeks back for what happened.
What is gonna happen here, folks? Big Dan is standing in the ring, swinging around handcuffs.
And if you remember even farther back than that, Aaron Roberts took Big Dan out of commission.
You want me right now, Zay? You want this right now?
Aaron Roberts isn't
done. What are those for, Dan? You think you can handcuff yourself to just in case? I tell you what, y'all want it right now.
Oh, we're gonna get it now?
We'll do it at the Super Bowl.
There's a mention of our blockbuster anniversary Super Bout coming up in just a matter of weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, Zay Washington is back alongside Big Dan and also his friend All Heart Blake Christian. Fans, we're all out of time. I am Dustin Starr, he's Terrence Ward, and there's your winner, the debuting All Heart Blake Christian.
So long, everybody.
What a show! Kick to the temple! Springboard forearm!
Watch out, Terrence!
Watch out!
Whoa, watch the desk!
Here comes Blake!
Okay, we're good!
Blake Christian! Is here in Memphis Wrestling!
Oh, look at this!
Oh my goodness! What a move!
Going back to the agility!
Finally! Down goes the problem child! Blake Christian is feeling
it. For this long in the middle of the ring either.
Good point. Usually if he does, Justin Case isn't far behind with a plan.
Oh, God.
Going for a big problem bomb here. Blocked by Blake Christian.
What is he doing here?
Oh, man.
Corner.
Can he finish him here? Big splash with a thud.
Oh!
And he's back! Aaron
Lance looks like he's seen a ghost,